What does the following recipe make? Layer an unlimited public purse to guarantee against losses. Substitute two privately owned institutions, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for two government-owned institutions. Sprinkle millions of dollars to executives to work for these agencies. Whip with lots of real estate rapidly increasing in value. Wait a few years. Finally, fold in lots of real estate rapidly decreasing in value. What do these ingredients create? According to Spencer Backus, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, this recipe created a $170 billion tax bill for U.S. taxpayers. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two privately owned financial agencies operated under the auspices of the U.S. government, paid executives top dollar to work for them. Last year, according to the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the top executives of Fannie Mae were entitled to base and deferred compensation ranging from $1.5 million to nearly $3 million. According to the FHFA, there were two key reasons to set compensation so high. First, to attract and retain executive talent, and second, to create a pay-for-performance environment for executives. The FHFA standards were developed in response to the multi-million-dollar pay received by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac executives during 2009, during which time both agencies were placed into conservatorship for failing to remain financially healthy. The agency executives were paid even more, receiving millions of dollars in bonuses prior to 2009, all the while as these same executives did a poor job of predicting and responding to the decline in real estate values. In their defense, the FHFA argues that high executive compensation is required to recruit top talent. So you might ask, what sort of background earns an executive up to $3 million per year? And does it matter whether the executive is successful or not? Well, an examination of Fannie Mae's current CEO's background suggests that past success is not a criterion determining the amount of pay. Indeed, current Fannie Mae CEO Michael J. Williams did not make a lateral move from another financial institution to Fannie Mae. Instead, Mr. Williams rose through the ranks. He held several key positions during Fannie Mae's financial crises. Now, according to Fannie Mae's website, in November 2005, Mr. Williams was named Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, overseeing the Making Home Affordable program. In February 2008, he was put in charge of Fannie Mae's efforts to strengthen its financial and operational foundation. What was the agency's record under Mr. Williams' leadership? 7 months after his 2008 promotion, Fannie Mae was placed in conservatorship. This recipe apparently isn't a good one if the goal is financial stability in the housing market without taxpayer bailouts. You might rightly ask, how can ingredients be changed to reduce the public's likelihood to have to continue to bail out these agencies? This example demonstrates that higher pay isn't necessarily attracting better financial talent from outside the agency. And if there's no new leadership from outside the agency, the high pay does not seem warranted. And second, a key ingredient must be accountability. But accountability seems lacking if the regulatory agency postulates in its reports that the brain drain from the agency requires multi-million-dollar salaries. Congress should go back to the kitchen and change this recipe to stem the loss to taxpayers. For The Moral Is, this is Ida Jones.